Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Truth Is Out, the Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. Let me first give a little bit of apologies for those that think it's at 8 o'clock today. It's at 7 o'clock, our normal Sunday time. There was a little bit of a mistake in the setup, but just, you know, for those who missed the show and think it's an hour later, you can always listen to us in our cars and listen. So don't, so you won't be disappointed, and we apologize for the mix-up, but it happens once in a while. It's Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 7 p.m. unless something special is happening. So that's a big thing there. I think we may change for Super Bowl Sunday. We may change the time. I don't know how we're going to work that yet, but we'll figure it out in a couple of weeks. Talking about Super Bowl, we have one person, one team is already in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs. They won this afternoon 17-10 over the Baltimore Ravens. And that's like back-to-back Super Bowls, and let's see if they repeat as far as the championship, Super Bowl champs. What's unique about this year is now not only do we have the Kansas City Chiefs bringing actually several things. One, we're very happy that the kid that was ridiculed by the far left is able to see his team, the Super Bowl, Kansas City Chiefs get to the Super Bowl despite what the leftists and the attacks on him. So that's a very happy fan there. But now we're stuck with Taylor Swift for the Super Bowl. So now you got to deal with that. But anyway, Taylor, so that's the story. But if you watch her, she reminds me of a little kid, a young kid, a teeny bopper kid. She I think she's like 25 or 26 years old. She
no,
acts
she's
more like
not.
18.
She's 30-something.
She's 30-something? Then,
oh,
but
yeah.
She acts like she's a teenager or very young 20s. You know, and it reminds me of the type
sucks.
Of, you know, she, forget about her politics and her music, but as a person, as a fan, she's driving with that. But I think she's still, and there's some people suggesting this whole thing is not so much about Travis Kelce as much as she's going to be promoting her music and other things, and she's going to run off of that. She is a left-wing dingbat, though. So remember that. So and then Detroit, last I looked, Detroit is still 7-0 early in the first. So that's the other story. If Detroit wins and goes to the Super Bowl, it'll be the first time they're in the Super Bowl in their history. So that's a big thing because I think this is the last of the original teams in the NFL that have not been in the Super Bowl yet since the Super Bowl era. So that's a big thing there. Now let me bring up my co-host Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I'm sorry for the mix-up.
That's okay.
I don't know what I was thinking. I'm busy.
You're used to,
that's what I'm
you
thinking.
Came, you know,
Usher. What happened to Usher?
Usher's still in the Super Bowl and everything. The only reason I mentioned she's going to the Super Bowl is because not as a singer, but as a fan.
She's going to the game.
Yeah, she's going to be in the game because her boyfriend is
she's
going to
in a window somewhere. Good.
In the suite. In the multi-million. You know how much that suite costs to be in it? You know, and in the regular game,
she's got
it's
the
a lot
money,
of money.
And you know what? Isn't Travis in it? Travis?
Yeah, Travis. Yeah, Kelce's in there.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So I
and
read.
It's being put,
this
by
is
the way,
insane.
So,
I read he signed a prenup.
Yeah, he's engaged to her, I believe. I'm not sure.
Who knows? But I read that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she actually did something good. Has anybody ever heard of a musician, a singer? Her name is Rachel Platten, and she did the fight song. And she was new in the industry back in 2015. And Taylor Swift brought her out onto her concert and gave her a huge, huge hit. Huge, huge push. And from that, her career took off.
That's true.
Taylor Swift, I don't like her music. She does have a big heart.
Yeah.
And she's just very indoctrinated. But on the other hand, she has a big heart.
Yeah.
And she's doing something.
Right.
And so
now, we got a bunch of stuff happening. I'm going to talk a little bit. I was in the military years ago, and everybody knows in the military, we don't get the recognition at times, at least not by the left, and stuff like that is happening. We have men and women stationed all over the world, and especially in areas, a lot of places that we don't even know they're there, but they are. And today we found out that three U.S. servicemen and women, three servicemen, were killed in a drone attack by Iran.
And I'm still asking, how did they get the drones?
Now, we don't know, but the chat room said that Iran has the right to defend itself. Yes, up to a point. Yeah, we all do. That is true. But they're not defending themselves. Iran didn't directly cause it in the sense that they didn't fire from Iran. This was one of Iranian surrogates. Or one of the people that's in, that's fired, and that came out of Jordan, they say, but we don't believe it did. It probably came out of Syria, but again, Iran is the biggest sponsor of terrorism in the world today. They are the one that actually is responsible. Iran is the one that is actually out there that funneled and supported and gave the weapons to Hamas, to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Hezbollah, to the one that you hate down in Yemen, and many other places around the world today.
The Houthis,
and others. And they're responsible for millions and millions of deaths around the world.
You know what I read? Biden is now going to return his bullshit back on them.
Biden is responsible for billions of dollars going into Iran, which actually helped funnel. Don't forget, Trump.
He knows that what he wants. He wants this war. He thinks he'll stay as president if we're in war.
He's not. He's being kicked out this week, maybe next week. He's done. There's movements right now that he is done. Mayorkas is being kicked out Tuesday. Yeah, he's being kicked out Tuesday.
Mayorkas
is being kicked out Tuesday. His impeachment is free for all. The articles will be released. We have the votes in the House and the Senate.
And the stupids and the rhinos are going to vote.
We have it in the House and we have it in the Senate. They know it. All right, it's a done deal. Biden's being kicked out Wednesday or Thursday, along with Harris. And both of them are being taken care of for the next week.
Who has a gas stove in her kitchen?
And there's a lot of other stuff coming down. You got Fannie Willis and her boyfriend. They're being taken care of this week by Georgia.
Their lives are going to be turned upside down.
Tomorrow or Tuesday, Fannie Willis's job is over for her. And the case will be dismissed outright for all 19 people in the next few days thereafter. Because it's contaminated through the poison tree. And they're not going to retrial everything with a new grand jury and all that stuff. Letitia James has been suspended already. Her life is pretty much done as well, because there's a couple other cases coming down and she's tagged into it.
By the way, somebody asked Hochul that she should do something with the Northern Wall. So what was her response?
I haven't heard anything out there. I know that North Dakota is starting to construct stuff for the northern border, and I think a lot of other stuff just in case, because they feel that both things.
Trump will let them in Washington, Maine, Vermont. There's a passageway into Vermont. A back end road.
By the way, just letting you know, we had somebody in the chat room that did not like our comments about Iran and stuff, but said asked if we were Zionists and serious Zionist propaganda.
No,
so we had anti-Semitic.
I'm a human being.
We had anti-Semitic in there.
I have respect for life. Not about being Jewish, Catholic, Protestant, or atheist. I am just a human being about life. And people shouldn't be attacked for their own beliefs.
Yeah, so
and
that's
a, And if you don't like it, change the channel. Get over it. You got a hate there. You're not born with hate. You know? So he left.
Yeah, he left.
Wow, the troll left. I should have told him to call in.
Yeah, he could have. Anyway, Rika, here's a message. I got something from Trump that we're going to put on the radio, this responds to the drone attack. The drone attack on the U.S. military installation in Jordan, killing 3 American service members and wounding many more, marks a horrible day for America. This is Trump. This is a quote from Trump. My most profound sympathies go to the families of the brave service members who have lost. I ask all Americans to join me in praying for those who have been wounded. These brazen attacks on the United States is yet another horrific and tragic consequence of Joe Biden's weakness and surrender. 3 years ago, Iran was weak, broke, and totally under control. Thanks to my maximum pressure policy, the Iranian regime could barely scrape $2 together to fund their terrorist proxies. Then Joe Biden came in and gave Iran billions of dollars, which the regime has used to spread bloodshed and carnage throughout the Middle East. This attack would never have happened if I was president, not even a chance. Just like the Iranian-backed Hamas attack on Israel would never have happened. The war in Ukraine would never have happened, and we would right now have peace throughout the world. Instead, we are on the brink of World War III. This terrible day is yet more proof that we need an immediate return to peace through strength so that there will be no more chaos, no more destruction, and no more loss of precious American lives. Our country cannot survive with Joe Biden as Commander-in-Chief. That is from President Donald J. Trump, and those are quotes.
Excellent.
So that's a big thing there. Also, he again spoke about building the Iron Dome around this country, similar to what Israel has, because of that.
Would you build the Iron Dome?
All over the Iron Dome is really Patriot missiles and other formats of missiles that intercept attacks coming in from missiles or drones coming across from different areas.
In other words, everywhere in the country would have it.
Yeah.
And Hawaii, and Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like Star Wars, but on the lower.
Our Commonwealth?
Yes.
No. Yes.
Okay. So that's what that is. He is talking about on day one, he's going to not only secure the borders and everything, but he's going to have the largest deportation efforts in this country's history. Every single individual that is illegal, that came in this country illegal, will be rounded up and deported.
Would every company that operates in this United States, even if abroad, if this company here for here, would answer to the federal government for taxes? Would that be correct?
Yeah, they have federal taxes at home, yeah.
So that is there a federal E-Verify law?
I don't know. It should be, because when you go work for a company, no matter where it's at, if it's in California or Nevada or Texas or New York or Pennsylvania or in Florida or any place, you guys still file a W-2, W-4. You know, you still got to file papers and take a picture of your birth certificate, usually your birth certificate or your driver's license and Social Security number.
I don't think your driver's license is good enough as an American citizen ID. It's a great picture, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think the best doc as an ID is your birth certificate, because with the certified seal on it.
Anyway, and that's true. Anyway, right now, there's 26 states working with Texas To come in, we got a lot of national guards from each individual states coming down to help Texas and setting up stuff. There's also truck convoys coming down and militias and stuff to stand shoulder to shoulder at the border to make sure that Texas is able to secure it under the 10th Amendment in this Constitution.
It's a wagon train to keep the Indians out.
Under the 10th Amendment, each individual state has its right to protect its sovereignty. You got a lot of left-wing or former Republicans, or now we call them rhinos, that believe that federal government has the right to open up borders or close the borders. No, they have their job was to protect us from enemies from far and within.
Right.
But they're not doing the job to protect the citizens. Each individual state have the duty to protect its own citizens under the 10th Amendment.
That's right.
So,
I have a question. Is Sniffer Kid doing something about this? Is he coming in?
Okay, this is what he had given on Friday. He had given a 24-hour notice. 3 days later, nothing happened. Because he knows that if he comes to, if he puts his own foot in that area, if he comes into Texas or tries to do something in there, he'll be eliminated from the face of the planet in about 30 seconds.
But
he
my
knows
office
that,
is going to do it.
The military said
that black guy who's the head who replaced Milli Vanilli.
No. He, the actor, he doesn't matter what's in the figureheads of D.C., doesn't matter. When they went down to the generals, and the generals went down to the other people, and they all turned around, and they said, Are you willing to risk your life? Because we're not going to turn on the American people. We'll take you out. And Dallas looked at every single officer down the line said the same thing. We will not violate the Constitution because you have a communist in the White House. And that's what that is. And so that's why Biden hasn't done anything. Because he knew if he asked the military to come and try and to fight the National Guard in Texas, that they'll join the National Guard and take them out. And they know that.
Can we play a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you like.
What do you want to watch? What do you want to do? Okay.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. Myself down to the fair in town on Independence.
Independence Day, and we'll be fighting for our independence and we're fighting to hold on to the Constitution. Now, Scott has a story about education in school, and she wants to talk about. So, Scott, I know you got into something today, so tell the listeners about it.
I was at Publix, came out of Publix, waiting for my order to pick me up, and there was a young lady there. I guess I asked her age. She said 15, and all you could see was those braces glowing at you. Okay, and then she had a mother. Okay, and she had a petition for, because she was explaining to me that a chartered school had been shut down, and they were trying to petition it to reopen, and it was based in Miami. And I said to her, why are you in Broward County if it's based in Miami? She says, we're trying to open up a school here. I said, but that school was shut down. So that was a little iffy for me. So I decided, you know, I said to her, I said, are you aware of what's going on in current events? Are you aware about transgender and is that happening in your school? And she had no idea what I was talking about, seriously. And so her mother walked over and said hi, and she tried to explain me things until I looked at the mother. And I said, are you aware of what's going on in current events? Are you aware of what's going on with the children in school, children in everything? And she said to me, I said to me, so you're aware of transgender? And of course she said no. So I said, you know what, I'm not up for this. To sign it? So she said to me, no, I'm aware. I said, you're aware. Okay. So I asked her, I said to her, why was this school shut down? She said, she doesn't know. And I said, well, do you not have a school board there in Miami Beach? And she said, yes. Well, I'm sure they know. Well, how come you don't go to the meetings and ask them? Being quiet. So she didn't have an answer for me for that either. So, you know, I'll sign your petition to open your school. So I gave my name and the date, and I gave my phone number. I wouldn't give her my address. I gave her my zip, and I signed it. And I said to them, and I said, this better be legit, okay? That I'm involved in some sort of manner of politics. And so I said, it needs to be legit. He said, no problem, it's legit. And I said, okay. So I went on my merry way. When I was in school, and that was in the younger grades, so in elementary, one of the things that I got involved in is current events. One of my assignments for homework was to read an article and write a a thesis on it, who, what, when, what, and why on it. I was in grade school. And so my teacher emphasized that you should be involved in your current events. Know your surroundings. Know what's going on around the world. Watch the news. Read newspapers. You became educated with vocabulary and history and knowledge. And today, our students are in, I don't know where. They're not teaching them correctly. Because if I was a teacher, one thing that would be is that every week, every day, in the morning discussion would be, what's going on in the world? Let me hear what they have to say. Do they understand it? Are they aware of it? Okay? And not to get them all jumped up or indoctrinated, just to know. It's good to know. Okay? It affects you. It affects everybody. It's a domino effect. And so That's my thought of the day. What says you on this?
I think every kid should understand what's going on, but you're getting a lot. See, what's the worst thing in the world for these kids right now? First of all, we need to get rid of the education in D.C. That's got to get rid of that. Bring it back to the states, number one. Get rid of the teachers, number two. You'll end up, once you get those two down, you can get rid of the indoctrination recruitment of CRT, DEI, and the transgender stuff and all that stuff. And when that goes, because another name for CRT or DEI is called socialism and communism. They're all related to each other. And they start young. And so that's a big thing.
That's in kindergarten.
we need, that's why it was one of the good things that was good down here in Florida and a few other states around. I'd like to thank the state legislature in Ohio that actually overwritten the veto by their governor, and now have made it banned officially the sex orientation of people and trying to get these transgender stuff. So it's now illegal in the state of Ohio for the transgender, which is a good thing. Maybe they could override the stuff with the abortion too in that state that they voted on. It's another thing they need to do. But it's very important. And what's bad also here, it's on the ballot here in Florida. There's a bill that's going to make it legal to kill your baby in all 9 months. It'll be override. And so you got to read that ballot initiative because it's not about choosing life and death. And it has to do about eliminating any safeguards of the baby in the womb and your daughter. Just think about it. And that these ballot issues are lies, and they're not what they say they are. So that's a big thing there. You know, that's why you're getting people like National Right to Life and the Student Right to Life and a bunch of others out there that's doing that thing, the Heritage Foundation. So all of them are involved to protect the life of the unborn.
I have two things I'd like to discuss. One, Super Bowl with the Black National Anthem, and two, Trump in Las Vegas yesterday.
The Super Bowl, there's a big protest with the Black National. There's only one national anthem, and that's the Star Spangled Banner.
That's right. Scott Key. That's who wrote it.
That's a big thing. And as far as Vegas, there was 3,000 plus people in the hall itself, another 4,000 or 5,000 outside, and it's funny because Kamala Harris that had a rally not far away from there, and she had maybe 50 people. So that's a big thing, and of course, this is very important. In Nevada, it's February 8th. Is the caucus. There is no Republican primary. It's a caucus in Nevada. If you actually run on the primary part, there's no delegates. But if you actually caucus on February 8th, there's a number. You can win delegates. Nikki Haley basically refused to get involved with that. She's sticking down in South Carolina. She's down by 27 points. In South Carolina, she's getting a lot of money from the George Soros people and the far left and everything else to try and keep her in the race as long as possible to deflect. Because if everybody's united and behind Trump, we could concentrate on Biden. But her being in it, they feel they'll deflect money and resources away from Biden.
You know what? All you people should go to her rallies and start booing on her.
She's lying to the teeth. This is a woman that
so
wants
boo.
Trump to go to jail. That's all you need
boo.
To know.
Open your mouths, all of you. Boo her. Can't talk. Shut down her rallies. Shut
That's
her up.
A big thing then.
Shut her up.
Yep.
Good 500 of you just booing up on her.
Meanwhile, there was an incident at the rally with Trump where a person got sick, and he stopped the rally in mid-speech and let the proper authorities, the medical team, to take care of the individual that was sick. And, he was coordinating with everybody to doing it. And it's been like 15, 20 minutes to do that and everything else. And every once in a while you hear the crowds chanting, "We love Trump. We love Trump. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Trump." You know, and for doing that.
Is that person okay?
Yeah, the person's okay and everything's good. But the point was that they were standing they were there for hours inside and outside. And sometimes it overtakes some money. So, but they... know, and he did what he had to. He's doing a rally in South Carolina, I believe, next week. He's got a couple other things going on this week, courts and stuff like that. Everything's up in the air, which phase he's going in and stuff like that, because you got in March 15th, the Super Tuesday, that is 17 states. So he'll be all over the place for the next few weeks. So that's what that is. But
she's not dropping out. She's not dropping out. She's going the distance.
She's trying to stay to Super Tuesday. She's going to lose big in South Carolina. All she's doing right now is ruining her political career. And she wants
she
to go down
this. She's a stunk. Come on.
Well, that's what she's doing. You know, and that's the problem all the way around. But
good sense to wear when you go to her rally. Nikki Haley is a stunk.
Yeah. In the meantime, one thing we promised you, we didn't have a chance the last two shows. I'm going to do it this time. We're going to do the snake poem, okay?
Okay.
All right. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she's taking in had been revived. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried, "but if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. "I saved you," cried that woman, "and you've bitten me even why. You know you're poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. That is very important. Nikki Haley is a snake. So we could do it that way. There's a lot of different things going on. You know, if the far left or the deep state or the cabal, whatever, say that maybe Trump should take in Nikki Haley as the VP, and Trump said, "No way, no hell. She's not fit for any government job of any kind." Then Fox News was reporting that he was talking to Robert Kennedy Jr. About a year ago, which, you know, we were thinking about that about that time, but, you know, that's unique, but no, we don't want that because there's a lot of craziness involved in that. Most of the people I'm talking to now is known from South Dakota. She's probably the odds-on favorite. So that's a big thing there. There's a bunch of others.
And I don't wish it to happen. Forbid anything happens, and I don't wish it. She would be the president. You got to think about that.
Yeah,
okay?
And I think she'll be great. I also think this way you and I this different. I also think that Vivek Ramaswamy is a good person there too. He's a younger version of Trump. Vivek,
I don't want to know. No. I don't think he doesn't have enough.
Then the other one is Tim Scott, is another one that's good.
Something happened to Trump, his people would be telling him what to do.
No.
No. Yes. Because he doesn't know enough. No. But Christie, she's more hands-on. Yeah, Vivek's great businessman. He's just not in the, he's not in the throes of shit. He's never held office, and he really doesn't know the inside of the bullshit. You could talk a lot, but you don't know because you have to be. You remember when we went to Village Elementary for Jordan and we sat in a parent-student meeting, you remember? And his teacher said to me, I know this, this, and this, and I asked him the question, do you have any children? And he said, no. And I said, so how do you know all your training? He said, from books. So my point, the analogy is you cannot understand a child unless you had a child. I don't care what you say. Okay? And the same thing is with the analogy is Vivek needs to have hands-on training in the throes of it. And he's never had it. Okay? So if anything happened, and God forbid that, he would be president, and he don't know dick on dick. And I don't want him. I don't want him. He could be on whatever, and he can make a bad mistake.
This is what we think is going to happen. We don't know him is going to be the VP. That's pretty much a done deal.
No, we don't.
But in my people.
Hold it. When he picked Pence, Pence at least has had a lot of hands on. He's a freaking asshole, but that's beside the point.
Well, we do know. Okay. We do know. Okay. Based on all indications, including Noam, we believe that Noam is going to be the VP. We also believe that Vic is going to be part of the administration, and same thing with Tim Scott.
Hands on play. He needs to be in the throes of it. He needs to get wet. He's
going to be part of the administration. I just don't know which part yet. He could be a lot of different ways. And Tim Scott the same way. Dr. Carson the same way. Dr. Carson worked with Trump for helping the inner city. But Vic is a businessman, and he works in the business area.
Except for bar and sessions. His cabinet was a pretty good cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This time, as far as I'm concerned, the Attorney General should either be Pam Bundy or Ashley Moody. Both.
I believe it's going to be Pam Bundy, and his legal counsel
or the Governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
That's another one that might be in it. I don't know because it's her first year as governor.
She had a lot of experience working with President Trump.
Things that you
probably never know she knows. Okay?
Right. She's going to be good. Same thing with her father. Same thing with Mike Huckabee. Same thing. They're good in there. As far as his legal counsel, he has, I believe, Alva, the one that's a legal counsel now that's in New York and elsewhere. I think she's going to be part of his legal team. She's got a great. What?
Is Kellyanne going to be part of them?
Kellyanne Conway is not going to be because her ex-husband contaminated her, and there's a lot of there's problems in there. If she wants to, she could hook up with the drugs and stuff like that. She was good at that and work closely with her with the addictions and things of that nature because we were the ones that set up the website and everything else.
Right.
So
you really have
fine.
To look. No, it's not just about, you have to look at them. You have to vet the exact core of the person, okay? Not what they do or what they've done. You got to look at that. But as far as VP, Christy Noam is the only one that I think.
Christy Noam, as far as we know,
Christy
Noam is going to be the VP.
Or Ashley Moody.
I think it's gonna be Pam Bundy. But because she's been working with him a while already on the legal front. So that, and again, goes back to his, could be Abbott, could be a bunch of others.
Amy Comey Barrett and Roberts need to be gone.
There were movements to get them out of the Supreme Court, but
I would appoint,
again, we'll see where
I would
it goes.
Ted Cruz. Yes.
Well, we got to make sure Ted Cruz wins the election in November in Texas.
Is he having a hard time?
He's up, but, you know, there's tons of monies going in to try and change Texas a little, but they're not going to succeed because of the open border.
I want him as majority leader.
So we got to work on that stuff. In fact, there's a conference tomorrow at 7.
There is a town hall set up
by Ted Cruz tomorrow.
What time?
7 o'clock. I think it's Central Time, which puts me at 8 Eastern Time.
Okay.
So figure it out.
That's something we can listen to.
I get that every time. I get that all the time. I'm hooked into that because I used to work with Ted Cruz, remember?
What's the Tea Party doing? What's Jenny Beth Martin doing?
We're all working closely with Scott Pressler and others. We're part of the election integrity stuff. And we got things in place around the country. And we're eliminating stuff. The next few days and weeks and months,
laugh.
You're going to get rid of all this stuff on the ground.
I don't care that she endorsed him. She has got to go.
Who?
Rona McDaniel.
Oh, she'll be gone by the end of this week. There's there is a recall vote they call the Winter Conference. In Vegas, they expect the RNC is expected to kick her out. They have nobody because she's bankrupt.
You know, he'd be great. You're going to laugh at this, but I think he would be great at it. I think Greg Kelly could be part of Trump's cabinet.
Greg Kelly might be part of Greg. We're in talks right now to be part to. Be part of it, but I can't get into details.
Because he's just really there, okay?
Yeah. Greg Kelly is very good. So is a couple.
You know? And Mercedes and Matt Schlapp. The Schlapp?
Yeah.
They're
very close. The Schlapps are very close to Trump.
You know? I'm just saying, you need people who have love of country. America first, love of country with some background to love of country. And all they
it's 21-7 Detroit and with 5 minutes left to go in the half. That'll be enough because anyway, we got a few.
What are we going to do for our show?
We'll figure it.
Are we going to have an early tailgate party?
You might have an early show. Make a change the time for the Super Bowl is like 6:30. But then again, a lot of if they have that black national anthem, a lot of people are not going to watch it.
It could be a combo here. It could be our tailgate Valentine's party.
Yeah.
This is Scarlett Butler saying, sorry about the time mix-up, folks. I'll try to be better, more focused. I got to be proofread. I've been busy, okay? Things are happening. So pray that they get rid of all these left.
This week.
I'll hold my breath with Mike Johnson. Okay, next.
All right, don't worry about it. He's reeled in. He's going to be fine.
All right, we're sure. He's deep state. I don't want to hear it.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
So,
I guarantee it.
I think it is. I do. Okay? And in the long run, it'll be true. Okay. So, God bless America. God bless Israel. God bless President Donald J. Trump. Go get him, Donnie. And this is Scarlett Butler saying, I'll be back on Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Not 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Yeah, good night, everybody. On that one, that was Scarlett. I'd like to thank resident Iranian terrorist person, apparently, B. Wisenpants, who actually said that we're Zionist propagandists. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, we're Jewish. I don't know if we're Zionists, but we are Jewish, and we support Israel, and we support this country, and we do not support Iran in any kind of shape or form. Too many people died because of the hands of the radical Islamist extremists. So that's a big thing there. This week, a very big week. Tuesday is the article. We released the articles for impeachment for Morocco, and Tuesday is the day. We have the votes in the House, and we have the votes in the Senate. There's blood on their hands, and any Democrat that votes to keep this guy on is voting themselves out of the office, and they know it. We need HB2, or came out of the House, that was a border security bill. That's sitting in the Senate. That needs to pass, not the bullshit that they had now. And these deep state Republicans in the Senate need to go. And I would like to thank the Republicans like Ted Cruz that actually killed that border security thing that they had to turn out to allow 5,000 illegals per month into this country, which is wrong. So we need to secure our borders, and that's a big thing there. So, you know, that's a big thing. So watch out. We'll see what happens in Texas. If Biden and company try to defy states' rights and they try to pull something, it'll be the end of them. We will stand firm at the border. We will not vacate or will not look the other way. We are standing arm in arm, firm at the border, 25, 26 states, National Guard, as well as the Minutemen and anybody else. The convoys there, we're all standing together, Americans versus the communists. If Biden and company tries it, they'll be gone. We don't have to worry about it in November. They'll be gone long before that if they try it. This is called the Second Amendment in the Constitution. It was put in there by the Founding Fathers to eliminate a government that has become tyrannical. And because of that, we have the ability to change it immediately. It doesn't have to be an election. It'll be we, the people, to take arms to change it. It's in the Constitution, folks. Read it. It's part of the Declaration of Independence. Read it. We have the right, and the reason why they did the Second Amendment is not to only protect the Constitution, but it's to make it so that the American people in the tyrannical situation can stand up a fight and get rid of the current government to make it back to we the people. That's why it's put in there. And like Joyce Coffin once says, if ballots don't work, bullets will. This is what happens. And we need to learn that. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening across the country. Trump is going to win. Nikki Haley is such a patsy. Every minute that she stays in, the more that she's going to lose support anywhere. And the people in South Carolina, they're not stupid. They know that she's playing the game to hoping that Trump gets it. And anything they do, the Trump will start a revolution. And they know that. And the American people had enough of that. So that's why any kind of move they make, including what happened with the $83 million, all it did was strengthen Trump and his supporters even more. So they know what it is to be victimized by the big guy, by the gang and the illegals. And that's one of the reasons why the minority communities are now standing strong for Trump. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. We'll see you on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, normal time, 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And thank you again, and have a pleasant evening.
my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be